Mike and Mike and Woo Woo.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Hey, good morning. Happy Halloween. How y'all doing? I'm going to be bright and I'm going to be cheery today. And I'll tell you what, I might talk like this a little bit too today, love.
Is that your John Lennon?
I'm John Lennon. You like my John Lennon?
Well, if you talk like John Lennon, I guess I have to talk like this. Meow, meow.
You are a cat.
Meow,
this
meow.
Is her go-to costume every year, and I must tell you, I respect it.
It works.
It's a solid costume. There's a lot of different ways to go with this. I said if you lose those feathery wrist things, you're a stagehand.
Yeah.
You lose the whole thing, you're a stripper.
It'd be awesome.
But that, with the feathery things.
These fur things? That's real fur, too.
It's nice.
I'm a bougie cat.
Yeah.
I'm a very bougie cat.
Wow. I'll tell you what. I'm going to throw some paint on you.
Yeah,
you watch out. I'm
sorry,
John Lennon.
Hey, these were a gift.
They were a gift. You've had them for a long time.
I have.
You have to preface things.
My ex-mother-in-law.
Don't even say, oh!
Yeah, they're Neiman Marcus. They're fancy.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah.
Where is there even a Neiman Marcus? I saw the other day laid out on the counter there a Neiman Marcus credit card. I'm like, you bougie ass.
I'm sorry.
B.
You know, it's when, in my defense, a couple of years ago, this is a good story. I was down in Florida for work. I had to go for like one of those Marvel universes. You know when we used to go to like live shows and stuff?
Oh, yes, I remember.
So I was down in Florida in Tampa, and then I flew down there for work, and then I was flying back up, and Dan was picking me up at the airport to take me to the Governor's Ball. Remember when Governor Northam's inauguration ball?
Oh, I remember you went to that.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
it was hammered. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big deal, and I didn't have a dress or shoes to wear. So I did what any respectable woman does. I went to the Neiman Marcus in Tampa, Florida, opened up a line of credit, and bought something.
Ah, there you go. There you go, woman.
Moral of the story, if you can't afford it, there's always credit, kids.
Footloose and fancy free woo-woo. I'll sing to you now. Woman, I can hardly express.
I love Halloween. Don't you love Halloween?
It's okay. I don't mind it. I love seeing my tree. I'm not doing it this year.
No?
No, we're not going to go. We're not going to go.
You're not going to trick or treat?
No, are you?
No, because my kids are with their dad, so I'm not sure what they're doing.
Mm.
But
So you're just going to trick?
Yeah, baby.
That's right. Cool.
So we posted a poll. You posted a poll last night up on our Instagram page asking, you know, will you be trick or treating on Halloween?
Will you be?
44% of you said yes. 56% said no.
I actually was surprised at the 46%. I thought it was going to be a lot less than that. People are ready to fight the system, man, in so many weird ways, and Halloween being one of them.
We're going to go to the plan is my kids are going to go to their dad's house. They'll trick-or-treat, go to a party, whatever they want to do. Then they're going to come back to us. But we're going to hang in a neighbor's backyard, and they have one of those projector screen thingies, and we're going to watch Halloween movies.
Swear to God. I was talking to Heather the other day because my sister's coming into town. We were talking about buying a projector so we can go in the backyard and watch scary movies. It sounds so fun. And then I was like, well, where do I get a projector? So I went on Amazon. And then I don't know what to believe with the reviews in Amazon. So I saw that they sell them at Walmart. I'm going to go to Walmart and see if they have one today. But it's like one of those things. Do I want to spend the money on it?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to use it two times. And do I have clean enough white sheets to show the movie on? That's the other one. Because I'm not going to buy a giant movie screen.
No.
And then how am I going to hang up the giant white sheet?
Well, and then you have to think about, like, how are you going to, for sound purposes? You know, you're going to need a wireless speaker. You might as well just sit on the couch and watch a movie.
Exactly. You know what? I'll bring a couple of plants from outside in the house. We'll pretend we're outside and we'll watch the movie. It'll be equally as scary. Well, I'm excited.
Are the kids dressing up, though? You're too. I mean, Marie's too old for Halloween.
She's dressing up. She's dressing up. Her two friends are dressing up. Claire's dressing up. I think Heather is dressing up today, virtually, teacher-wise.
Aww.
Yes, with the children.
I'm doing something Halloween-y tonight with my kids.
What are you doing?
It's a total surprise.
Oh,
I haven't
so
even
you can't
told
say.
Them. No, I can. They're not listening.
All right.
We're going to go blow pumpkins at the Chrysler. That sounds really bad.
You're going to blow pumpkins up? You're going to blow pumpkins up.
The glass pumpkins? You know how you...
Oh!
The glass museum.
You're
going
to blow
the,
glass.
We're going to blow glass.
Pumpkins.
I kept doing this last night. I was like, we're going to go blow. And my friends are like, stop doing that with
yeah,
your hands.
Yeah, this is really weird. So when you, in the future, tell everybody about your glass pumpkin experience, I just need you to say, we're going to blow glass pumpkins,
yes.
Not we're going to blow pumpkins up. You follow? Okay, good. Just so you know. I mean, you speak for a living. I mean, this is your job. This is your thing. This is your dharma.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Fun. So fun. Well, have fun blowing them glass pumpkins tonight. And everybody else have a good time. Go to Instagram and go to Facebook as well. The polls are up there. And what I want to know, if you're not going to be trick-or-treating, what's the plan? Like, for example, Woo Woo, they're going to do a little backyard, big screen movie projection mm-hmm. thing. I think I'm going to have a little something in the house, a little haunted something in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That just means I haven't really thought about a cool idea yet, but I'm pretending like
you're
I have
do
one.
Something.
And I want to know what you're going to do. So I can steal it.
Yeah.
If it's really good. All right. We'll be back. We'll be back in a little bit, love. All right.
Thanks, John Lennon.
Imagine no possessions. It's easy if you try. We'll be back.
Take us with you anywhere.
Anytime I'm not near a radio, I listen to radio.com.
At work, I listen to the radio.com app on my phone or on the computer.
Radio.com on Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at pointradio.com or wherever you stream music.
Waking up the seven cities and beyond.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning. 94.9.
I just got really, really worked up over this. I read about it, and then I kind of let it go, and then I read about it in a little more detail.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh, this needs to be talked about. Various thing you're going to hear, maybe see all Halloween weekend. I don't know, though. Maybe it's not going to be.
I woke up and I saw, because like I do, I wake up in the morning and I scroll my phone,
mm-hmm.
and it popped up, and Kim Kardashian has been in the news a lot recently because she celebrated her 40th birthday,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people are disappointed in her because here we are in this coronavirus COVID lockdown. And she flew her family and friends to like some private island, and she's been sharing all these pictures on Instagram.
Yeah.
And people are saying it's in poor taste.
Right, right. It is all in poor taste. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. Here's what we're gonna do together. We're gonna listen to the birthday present
mm-hmm.
that Kim Kardashian received from her husband, Kanye West. Now, I've given up on Kanye. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand. Listen, I understand his mental health struggles, but then he needs to get help.
Yeah.
Okay? But you just cannot, you can't have it both ways. You can't be king of the world and claim to be the greatest thing and God's gift to music and fashion and mm-hmm. politics and all these different things and then be a complete maniac.
He's lost his marbles.
A little bit. And God bless him. Here we go. Here's what he did. He purchased a hologram for Kim Kardashian of her late father.
It's so weird.
I know. I wanted your reaction, and your reaction was total silence for a second.
Because it's shocking. Well, I haven't heard the audio. I thought it was just like a display. But is there talking?
Yes.
No.
Woo-woo.
No.
There's talking, and...
Ooh. So Kim Kardashian's father passed away many years ago. He was an attorney. He was like, you know, the best guy ever. He was the best dad.
He's the guy that got O.J. Simpson off.
Yes.
He mm-hmm. was... O.J. Simpson was like an uncle to mm-hmm. the Kardashian kids.
Yeah.
All right? And
she was
Robert,
very close with her dad.
Robert Kardashian.
Oh, gosh.
Everybody knows who he is. Okay, so
I don't know if I can. I got to come around there and watch it with
no,
you.
No, I'm not watching it. I'm just listening to it.
It's just
I
the audio?
I'm not, yeah, I just have the audio. I don't have the visual
right,
of
play
it yet.
Play it.
All right, here
Woo!
You go. I know, right?
I don't know.
It's uncomfortable.
If I can...
Happy birthday, Kimberly. Look at you. You're 40 and all grown up. You look beautiful, just like when you were a little girl. I watch over you and your
like
sisters
this.
And brother
no,
and the
no,
kids
no.
every day. Sometimes I drop hints that I'm around. I am so proud of the woman that you've become, Kimberly, and all that you've accomplished. But most impressive is your commitment to become a lawyer and carry on my legacy. It's a long and a hard road, but it's worth it. And I'm with you every step of the way.
My mind is blown.
No.
He's an idiot.
No.
My mind is blown.
No.
Just no sense at all whatsoever. Imagine your dad
has
passed away, and your husband, who is a buffoon, decides to get a hologram.
How do you even have
that? What's her reaction
that?
To this thing? All right, here's more. You ready?
No. The most beautiful thing that I have witnessed is watching you grow your family. You married the most genius man in the whole world, Kanye West. Keep doing what you're doing, Kimberly. You are a beautiful soul. Know that I am very proud of you, and I'm always with you. I love you, Kimberly. Tell Courtney, Chloe, and Rob I love them and miss you all. Don't forget to say your prayers.
How did he do that, though? Like, how did he? I'm trying to. Okay.
And odds are, he wrote it. Like, he is speaking Kanye West on behalf of Robert Kardashian, Kim Kardashian's late father. And that's a hologram. What's her reaction?
Okay, here's her reaction.
What's her reaction?
Kim Kardashian from Twitter shared this. For my birthday, Kanye got me the most thoughtful gift of a lifetime.
She's an idiot.
A special surprise from heaven, a hologram of my dad.
It's not from heaven, Kim.
It is so lifelike. We watched it over and over, filled with emotion. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Maybe I'm being insensitive. Am I being insensitive?
I mean.
I want.
Let's see.
I mean, again, like, I don't love the Kardashians, and I don't love Kanye West, but I don't want to be an insensitive human.
Okay, a production company named Kaleida has claimed responsibility for the holographic resurrection of Kardashian. According to their website, the project was displayed in Tahiti, confirming the secret location of Kardashian West's 40th birthday party. The company specializes in a very thin gauze called Holonet, which is likely how the effect was achieved.
Wow.
Let's see. In 2012, MTV reported that the development of the Tupac hologram cost between $100,000 and $400,000.
Huh?
So, I mean, I don't know.
It's uncomfortable.
It's
now you're watching it.
I just don't know if I would want that.
You wouldn't want that because that's not really him.
Yeah.
It's a hologram with somebody else writing
a script,
probably Kanye West.
Ugh.
For
yeah, it makes me uncomfortable. That's all.
It's silly.
That's all.
What the hell's going on out there?
I don't know. Again, this is a prime example of wealthy people having way too much money and not knowing what to do with
it. And it's like a misuse of technology itself. Like this.
Let me play. Is it devil's advocate?
Play devil's advocate, but you won't win.
Okay. She was very close with her father. She misses her father. It's very creative. It's thoughtful. You know, he probably went through a lot of work.
I'm going to play the other side of it. Okay. It's not a real thing. You know, like, it's not a real situation. It's not really him. Why not just turn an old video on and lament? Not pretend like this hologram. It's like a force ghost in Star Wars coming back into Luke Skywalker. Hello, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi. Incidentally, my Obi-Wan Kenobi and my John Lennon impersonation are the same thing. But it's like Yoda coming back and saying,
"Hello, Kim, happy birthday."
She shared it all over her Instagram page.
Hey, if she's into it, she's into it. I don't know that I'd be into it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Maybe we need to ask people.
I'll tell you what Kim Kardashian is into. She's into her damn self.
Oh, she loves herself.
She loves herself.
Yeah. Thought I love myself. She loves herself. I mean, I'm good. You're good.
I think the best thing I ever did was to stop watching that show.
Yeah, I can't even believe you watched it. That's the first thing I thought when I got hired to work with you. I was like, she watches what? I don't want to work with that.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, it's mind-blowing. I don't know what to make of it. Maybe I'm being insensitive.
I think you're being insensitive.
I just think it's in poor taste. I think it's sad. it's sad. And I think it's something, you're right, like, it's, you're too rich. You have too much money. You know, the like last year, I think it was like Kenny G came into their house with roses.
Serenaded her, yeah.
It's great. And you know what? What Kanye West probably fails to know is you can go on Cameo right now and get Kenny G for $200 to send a birthday gift, birthday greeting.
Yeah, I got to get out of here. I got to put this phone down.
World is just weird.
Too much money. Too much money.
It must be Halloween.
Oh, man.
Like when my parents, God forbid the day, they go. I don't want to keep going about it, but I'm going to keep going. I don't want to see a hologram of my mom. I don't want to see a hologram of my dad, my stepdad.
Michael.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Dad.
Michael, I'm here. Can you get me something to drink?
It's like, you're a hologram. You won't be able to drink it, Dad.
Wow.
Michael, clean the stairs.
I don't want to clean the stairs. You're a hologram. You can't do anything about it. That's what they would come back and really say.
Terrifying.
It is terrifying. All right.
Well, I guess I'm going to cancel your birthday present then.
Oh, you got me a hologram?
I was going to get you a hologram.
Oh, Jesus. Maybe next time. All right, Kanye. Good job. I've idiot. Always been the one to say.
It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
The new one is, I see holograms. Kanye.
Oh, man.
All right, here's Woo Woo with the news. Good morning and happy early Halloween, 717.
Yes, absolutely. Good morning and happy Friday. How about that storm last night? Or I should say this morning, like 4 a.m., the wind, the rain, everything whipping up. Hopefully you guys all have your lights on and aren't without power. 58 degrees today for your high. More rain and more clouds expected in today's forecast. Again, we did have that cold front blow through, so temperatures definitely dropping. 58 only for the high tomorrow. For Halloween tomorrow, a high of 55, but it will be partly sunny. Today we have two big holidays. Instead of just the day before Halloween, today is National Breadstick Day.
Oh, right.
And it's also National Candy Corn Day. How do you feel about candy corn?
You know how I feel about candy corn.
Not a fan?
Nah, I don't like it. It's silly. Mm. It's a silly thing.
Okay,
but I know Butt Doctor loves it.
He loves it. Speaking of candy corn and Halloween, we buy more than twice as much candy for Halloween than Valentine's Day. The most popular Halloween candies, Skittles, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Snickers, and Starburst.
Oh, that's great. Woo.
And 72% of parents admit to stealing candy from their kids.
Hell yeah. Especially when it's individually wrapped Twizzlers.
Also, and this is so on point for 2020, this will be the first full moon on Halloween since 2001.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's crazy. Really cool. Moving on, let's talk about voting, okay? 82 million of you have already voted as of midnight last night. 82 million Americans have cast their vote. As we all know, Election Day is Tuesday, November 3rd, and a woman in Florida was not going to let contractions stop her from voting, okay? A woman in Central Florida wouldn't let anything stop her from casting a ballot in the 2020 election, even going into labor.
Wow.
Okay, this is down in Orlando, Florida. The woman made her husband stop at an early voting location near Orlando. They were on the way to the hospital. She was literally in labor. Her water had broke. The poll worker was interviewed by the local FLA TV. They said the woman was calm. The husband was a little more nervous, but they brought everything out to her. The husband asked for a ballot for his wife after an official said they needed her license.
What a great way to skip the line.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome.
He told him what was going on. The woman in labor filled out her ballot while doing, quote, a little controlled breathing.
That is a fantastic scheme. Great way to skip a line. Maybe fake a pregnancy today. And she had the baby and stuff?
No reports on the baby or the delivery. She was in labor when she voted.
You know what I wish for this story? You know how I wish this story to end?
What?
She births a different candidate.
I'm going to vote for the baby. And finally this morning, a big congratulations to actress Scarlett Johansson and her boyfriend, now her husband, Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost. They made the announcement, 35-year-old Scarlett Johansson. and 38-year-old Colin Jost have been linked since May 2017. He popped the question in May 2019. I didn't know this. With an 11-carat engagement ring worth an estimated $400,000.
Lock it up.
11? What do you need 11 carats for?
Why not?
11?
Has he got it? Has he got it? If he's got it, he's got it. He's going to spend it.
11, an 11-carat diamond ring.
Do you even need a ring? It's a silly thing, right? It's a silly thing.
I'd be happy with one.
1 carat's fine. 11 carats.
Jesus.
Bigger than Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, they said they had a very COVID wedding, you know, followed CDC and COVID guidelines, blah, blah, blah. But
I like how everybody has to preface everything now. Well, there was this, and then there was the distance, and then there was this thing, and we were safe. Okay, great.
It is a little over the top.
We have to preface everything now.
Yeah, yeah.
But whatever.
So congratulations. So, and it's her third marriage. I'm like, 11 carats for marriage number three?
Yeah. Between that rockin' body and that carrot on her hand, she's going to have back problems eventually. I'll tell you that.
Jesus.
Woo!
11, I mean, I'm not complaining. I would take all 11.
Yeah, of course, you take.
Yo, Dan, if you're listening, let's up our game. Do 12.
If someone's willing to give you 11 carats or $1 million, what are you going to do? Say no? Of course you're not.
It's the most famous game show on The Point. Time to play. Can you beat Mike and Woo Woo on 94.9 The Point?
We are live and in full effect for another Diddy Mike and Woo game return this week. We will have prizes next week, so we will play again. And then maybe the week after, working on some more stuff. All right? All right. Let's meet our contestant today, everybody, playing for this Coach House gift card. This is Nicole. She is from Newport News, and she is in the military. Hello, Nicole. How are you today?
Hello. I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic.
Doing good. Doing good. Ready for the weekend. Ready for Halloween. Whatever that may bring. I don't know. It's a different Halloween, but
yeah. What are you gonna do at home, Nicole? Because you already told us off the air you're gonna hang at home.
Yeah, just maybe scary movies. Keep the porch light off. Stay safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Porch light off.
You gotta remember that. That makes me so sad.
You gotta remember that. That's gonna be sad. You know what I put outside my house this year?
What?
Orange lights.
Oh, wow.
I got into it a little bit, and I got to shut the orange lights off.
Oh, man.
I know.
Oh, well. Well, let's play for this $25 gift card to Coach House, my new favorite restaurant, Collie Avenue in Norfolk. Nicole, right. You will love it.
Okay.
If you win.
Yeah. These are all Halloween-related questions. You can play along at home. Let's see if we can make something happen. Question number one. What were jack-o'-lanterns carved from before pumpkins were used? Ooh. A, apples. B, turnips. Or C, potatoes. Give Woo a second to lock in an answer.
I'm locked in.
Woo is locked in. Nicole, what do you think?
I'm going to go with B.
You're going to say turnips? Is correct. Woo, what did you say?
I said potatoes.
Oh, that is wrong. 1-0. Okay. Happy Halloween, Kim, on Facebook, watching us right now. If you are wondering, Woo Woo's a cat. And meow. I am John Lennon.
Meow.
Meow. Meow, meow. Question number two. What was Dr. Frankenstein's first name? Was it Vladimir? Was it Victor, or was it Steve? Dr. Frankenstein's first name, Vladimir, Victor, or Steve?
I thought it was Frank. Frank Frankenstein.
It sounds like it would be that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, I'm locked in. I'm locked in.
Okay. Nicole, what do you think?
I'm going to go with A, Vladimir.
Vladimir is incorrect. Woo-woo.
I also said A.
No, incorrect. It is Victor, Dr. Victor Frankenstein.
I'm still going with Frank.
Yeah, I like Frank too. Third question. Let me give you this little music for this one. Everybody listen to this classic hit from 1973. The Monster Mash. The instrumental Monster Mash.
I like it.
Me too. Who sung the Monster Mash? Who sung the Monster Mash? Was it Petey Pumpkin and the Drunken Druids? Was it Lil Stevie Spirit and the Bad Bad Bats? Or was it Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers?
Oh my gosh.
One of those three.
Okay. I'm locked in. This is a guess. I'm going to lose.
Oh, all right. She is locked in. Who sung the Monster Mash 1973 hit? Petey Pumpkin and the Drunken Druids, Lil Stevie Spirit and the Bad Bad Bats, or Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Keepers?
A guess as well, and I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A. Petey Pumpkin and the Drunken Druids is wrong. Woo-woo, you could stay alive.
I guess C.
You guess C. Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers is correct. Yeah! Yeah! We have a game.
It's a tie game. 1-1.
People are guessing, too, on our Facebook Live feed.
Oh, this Pretty is
funny.
Fun.
Yeah. Somebody got it on there, too. All right. Here okay. it is. True or false? For the win, Nicole, would you like to play or pass to Woo Woo?
I will play.
All right, good job, love. Here we go. So before the win, the Halloween win. True or false? Halloween was first celebrated by the Druids. True or false, Halloween was first celebrated by the Druids. The Druids.
It's a Druid.
Don't worry about it.
I'm going to go with true.
Going to go with true for the win. Yeah!
Alexa, play 94.9.
Good job, Nicole.
Yeah. Computer went nuts. It was haunted for a minute. All right, Nicole, what has she won?
You won a $25 gift card to Coach House on Collie Avenue. You're going to love it. Best restaurant in town.
Absolutely. Hang on the line and have a happy, happy Halloween. Enjoy your scary movies. What's going to be your scary movie of choice? Curious.
Probably something as simple as Clue.
Okay.
Okay, I like it. I like it. All right.
Okay, well, hang on the phone, Nicole. We'll get all your info and send you out this gift card to Coach House on Collie Avenue.
Absolutely.
I love this song.
What, Thriller?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, we're